Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of the Poet Laureate of the United States, Philip Levine, born in Detroit, 1928, public school kid, son of Russian immigrants. His father died when Levine was five. When he was 13, he found that standing in a grove of trees and composing poetry in his head made him happy. After graduation, he worked in a Cadillac plant. He drove a truck for Railway Express, worked a night shift at the Chevrolet Gear and Axle factory, wrote poetry in his off hours. He escaped to graduate school, moved to California, looking for work so he could move his wife and two small children there. And the poet and critic Ivor Winters chose him for the Jones Fellowship in Poetry at Stanford. 6 years later, his first book of poetry at the age of 38, his most recent book, News of the World. Philip Levine, who said, "It is the imagination that gives us poetry. When you sit down to write a poem, you really don't know where you're going. If you know where you're going, the poem stinks. You probably already wrote it and you're imitating yourself. You have to follow where the poem leads, and it will surprise you. It will say things you didn't expect to say." It's the birthday of the historian Stephen Ambrose, born in Lovington, Illinois, 1936, son of a Navy doctor during World War II. Family followed him from post to post and then overseas. The war ended. The father came home, took up a private practice in Wisconsin. Stephen Ambrose was a pre-med student, and in his sophomore year, he took an American history class based on biographies of individuals. The professor said that the students would be completing their own biography of an unknown Wisconsinite, which they would have to use primary research from the state's historical society to write. Ambrose said, "That just hit me like a sledgehammer. It had never before occurred to me that I could add to the sum of the world's knowledge." He changed his major to history, wrote a 10-page paper on an obscure one-term Wisconsin congressman named Charles Billinghurst, and that's how his career was launched. He became the biographer of Eisenhower. Nixon wrote a best-selling book about the Lewis and Clark expedition, and he wrote around 10 books on World War II, including Citizen Soldiers and Band of Brothers. Here's a poem for today by Marcus Jackson entitled Whereabouts to Nicole. Finished early at the library, I strolled Canal Street to fill empty hours before we'd meet home for dinner. Late winter light sneered, reluctant to leave the streets, bargain tables with T-shirts or imposter purses, jewelry coves where gold necklaces refracted from squares of scarlet felt. All down Mulberry, arched garlands of festival bulbs shined champagne from Italian restaurant stoops, waiters with handsome accents lured tourists by describing entrees like landscapes. At Ferrara's dessert cafe, the wait bent halfway up the clogged block, I whittled inside, browsed glass cabinets of cookies, yellow-shelled cannolis, cakes displayed on paper placemats that looked like lace. I arrived 40 minutes late. You balanced hand against bedroom door jamb, pulling off your office heels. Once you noticed the bakery box under my arm, your face calmed, my earlier whereabouts evidenced in sweetness we would fork from the same plate. A poem entitled Whereabouts by Marcus Jackson from his collection Neighborhood Register, published by Cavan Carey Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.